I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. I give my good leg to heel, Kyrie. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He loves Nico like Lando loves his beans.
Yes.
It's the afternoon J-U-B.
Keep it fresh. It's 2:38. This is the Sweet Spot Live from Surprise, Arizona for Ranger Spring Training, and it's a special edition of Afternoon Jub. So we say hello to the Texas Radio Hall of Famer, the Marconi winner. It's our good friend, George Dunham.
Yeah.
Hello, George.
Sweet spot. Spring training sweet spot.
Dude, it is a perfect day here under the desert sun.
I'm so happy for y'all that you're athletics. Out there talking baseball and watching baseball.
It kind of feels like you're with us a little bit.
In a way.
Yeah, we got to talk to you this morning. Thanks for having
that
us,
that was fun.
By the way.
Yeah,
that
we talked
fun.
A little baseball this morning.
And isn't Killer woke up super early.
Yeah.
Did you hear that story? He changed the time on his phone to Central Time, and he set the alarm on Central Time, and he didn't know he was up an hour early for about 15 minutes.
Never changed.
4:45 in the morning.
And I really hate the fact that during a break, Killer just told us, hey, there's the sack race going on down the left field line. That would have been a perfect drop.
He could recreate it at some point
in the most killer
the
way.
Spots. Big damn balls
of the day.
Oh,
our
man.
Sweet spot awards.
Yes. Well,
so you guys said you went to Goodyear to take in a Reds game. And I didn't want to beat you down about it too much, but did you see the seventh inning stretch? And are they still doing Harry Canary?
We left a little early.
Yeah.
You did not stay for Harry Canary?
No, I guess not.
I'm not familiar with this.
I got outvoted
what
by my friends
heck?
To leave.
What's okay? I might have to do a Google search of Harry Canary.
And he goes down to the field in the seventh inning stretch, or maybe he's up in the press box.
Uh huh.
And he's got huge glasses, and he says, "Hey, I'm on the Harry. Come on! It's the Damn. Greatest gag."
Okay. Well, I really feel like I let you down then.
Man, this trip
you let
failed.
Yourself we down.
You didn't get to see
Harry Canary.
We have absolutely
holy
failed.
Cow.
All right, well,
I thought you guys loved baseball.
We do.
And we love mascots even more than baseball.
Yes.
Like, I'm upset that the Mets aren't in the Cactus League because I just want to see Mrs. Met.
Yes.
Still
okay.
haven't met her.
She would get her big damn ass of the day award.
It's the sweet spots. Big damn bloop of the day.
Just the concept of a canary with huge Coke bottle glasses, and then he talks like Harry Carey?
Damn. If I'd have known, we would have stayed.
Damn
right.
That is a billion-dollar idea, too. It's like, all right, Harry Carey, it kind of sounds like canary. What if we just get a giant canary bird dressed up as Harry Carey?
I mean, they're going to do the stretch anyway, so might as
you
well.
You don't think that's a marketing idea right there?
And there's...
I hope you didn't tell Bochy that you missed Harry Canary.
No.
God, he would have been ticked.
No, he would have.
We'll tell Jake Berger after the game. See what his thoughts on Harry Canary are.
Okay, yes, please do. You have to ask the next baseballer you talk to about Harry Canary.
Okay, we'll do.
Harry Canary right. and favorite mascot.
Okay, so without further ado here, I know that you are fascinated, as we all are, with Matt Birmingham's diet. And yesterday on the Hardline, Ham tried sauerkraut for the first time, and I did not hear this.
Yes, I was listening.
I didn't
that
hear it live.
Amazing.
But Justin, you said we have some sound of the moment of truth, do we not?
Yeah, so a little setup. This is going to be the second bite that he took, because the first bite he took, he got all brat and all bun, but no sauerkraut. So he had to spit that out and go for bite number two, and I'm going to let you go ahead and guess if he liked it or not, but he did not get favorable reactions from the hardware.
We may have to recue the drum roll now. Start again.
Give me a minute. Well, I'm a very slow eater.
But we're on live radio, your little baby bird mouth.
Can I spit out this?
Yes, if you do a man-sized bite, yes.
Okay.
Right.
Damn it.
Mouth now available.
Better see kraut go in there.
Mouth now.
He's holding a big bite. Oh!
And the bite has happened.
Oh,
no, no, don't. No, don't spit it out. No, no, no. Eat it. Eat it. No. Eat it. You, he's shaking his head. You have to swallow that. Are we, we're not. Yes, you do. Mm-mm. Matt. No. Him. No, he's going to do it. Don't throw it up. No.
Yes.
No. Chew it up and swallow it. No!
Oh, oh, oh my God!
Bless it! No!
Get that out of here! No way!
Son of a bitch!
So bad. Okay, I want Corby's reaction without context to play to Jake Berger also. Yeah. Like, here's our radio station.
When he yells, get in there, Kraut.
Yeah, starting with that.
I like how Bob said mouth available.
Man, that was amazing.
This was baby ham. Like when he's trying to, you're trying to get him to take his medicine, he won't swallow it.
Yeah.
You're a man in your
30s. Cheese.
I mean, come on.
I can't believe that no one tried to put sauerkraut on a hot dog that you may have tried or something.
No, because even after speaking to my parents after this, they got PTSD listening to this from all the times they actually try to feed me other foods.
Oh, like lettuce and oranges.
Yeah, what are some other ones that haven't taken?
I'll eat oranges. Lettuce I still won't do because that's just weird. It's a text. A lot of these are okay. Texture things. If it looks like it tastes weird or feel weird in my mouth, it's not mouth available for me at that point.
See, I don't think sauerkraut's that egregious. Like, I feel like there's a lot of people who
I'm here to tell you it is
like it or have never tried it. I don't know that I've ever.
I think you would have liked a Reuben.
Yeah,
yeah, it's okay on a. It's,
I'm kind of with Ham on this one. It's a little strong, and someone who has sensitive taste buds like Ham, there's no way he's going to like sauerkraut.
I just don't know how you can live on Earth as long as Ham hasn't not have encountered it, at least. It feels like, while it's not the most traditional hot dog or brat topping.
They don't serve it at Popeyes.
Yeah.
So that's
keep in mind, this is a man who thought okra was a fish. That made me my favorite factoid about Ham is that he thought okra was a fish.
Caught a couple okra. Pretty nice little Sunday morning.
Yeah, we set a trot line. You okra hit.
Let's catch that bass on okra. Today. Yeah,
okra
they're hitting on okra.
This time of year.
Yeah, throw a spoon. Hot outside.
Oh, man.
Oh, what's next?
It has to come
food.
Up. Yeah, how did it start with sauerkraut? Like, how did that get brought up on the hard line?
They did a community quick hit story where some kids were throwing sauerkraut onto people's lawns and through their windows.
That's just mean.
And then Corby saw me Googling sauerkraut and decided to ask me.
Good call on his part.
Yeah.
When you guys grew up, did your parents make you finish everything on your plate? Excluding ham.
Till you get dessert.
Yeah, but you have to have a happy plate.
Look at me, George. I had to finish what was on their plate.
Hey.
Oh. I'll be here all week.
You know, that's a really interesting one. I don't know if that's really a good thing for parents to do.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
I mean, I don't know. I can just remember sitting at the table. For like 45 minutes afterwards and trying to choke down turnips
or lima beans,
boiled Brussels sprouts. Brussels sprouts are great now that we've tricked them up, but
yeah, you got to roast
them. When they were just boiled, they were terrible. It tasted like a fart.
I mean, as a kid, you wouldn't get a full plate, though. Like, they weren't giving you the portions they would get. They just...
No.
If it was a healthy meal, if you had some greens on there... Like, I understand them wanting you to try the green beans or just give what they...
Right.
Eat what they would give you.
Yeah.
And I could eat just about anything but Brussels sprouts and liver, too. We used to... I swear we had liver once a week.
Really? See, liver was never part of the game.
No, we didn't have that.
Yeah, I'm older than you guys, and that was a big thing, I think, and I had older parents. So I think that was a big thing in, like, the 60s. Oh, yeah, you need liver.
Liver and onions?
No.
50s, yes.
That's
what Doug Funny had to eat. Gross.
Okay, how about that one for Ham? How about boiled Brussels sprouts and liver?
Oh,
any kind of organ meat.
I've done liver before.
I was going to say, Ham likes most meat.
What did you think? Did you like liver?
It was okay.
What about a gizzard? It's from a chicken.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had gizzard before.
How about pig's feet?
What's fried gizzards?
What about fried
pig's feet?
I've had pig's feet. I've also had frog legs before.
Okay.
Because it tastes like chicken.
Because it tastes
like
chicken.
Yeah, that's like chicken.
Yeah, I want to get him to try a fried vent. Look it up.
Double battered fried vent.
And fanch.
the fake Grego diet.
Oh, man. George, I don't know if you heard last week when on the NIT break when Ham won for trying to say the word cusp. Did you hear this moment?
Yes,
of
that
magic?
Was amazing.
I've been so obsessed with cups for the past weekend.
Do you have that drop, Ham, of yourself?
He has to.
Yeah, after I heard it, I found myself trying to say it. Cusps.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to spell
end in
it.
A P.
Here it is.
News team, assemble!
We are on these cups.
No, we're not. I'm in a chair. I'm not on a cup.
I've got a water bottle. I'm not using a cup.
Jesus. You can't recreate it. There's like an S at the...
Cusp.
Feels like there's a T in there somewhere, too. I'm not quite sure.
Just too many P's.
Cusp. Maybe a soft D.
It was either that or Baker Brothers, Texas.
I fall off.
No,
Ham had a good week.
Oh,
boy. Hurt people now. Ham's playing your drops.
Dude, it's fine.
It's a cycle.
It's fine.
I'm sorry, Ham. We're laughing with you. We love you.
Yes.
It's we're laughing of you.
You're hilarious.
We're laughing in you.
Wow. In so many ways. And you're my hero, Ham.
George, come on out here tonight. Let's party.
Fly out.
Let's drink some beers.
Your flight to Phoenix.
Frozen Awesomes.
Yeah, I can get out there by early evening. I got an hour. I'll gain an hour. So,
We'll killer pick you up from the airport. We've got an awesome Frozen Awesomes place to go to. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
It's all good. Yeah.
We'll see Harry Canary.
Just call in tomorrow.
Yeah.
Come on. We'll go to Goodyear.
Just say you're sick.
Except June's and Gordon
show up
to show. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Oh, man. When are you guys coming back?
Tomorrow
night.
Sadly.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's okay. We'll be at Choctaw Friday. Yeah. We're happy about that.
Oh, that's right. You're going to Choctaw.
That's right.
Heck, that's right.
And maybe tonight we'll hit a casino, too. So maybe we'll be able to win back all the money we've lost out here.
Probably not. On
Frozen Awesomes. All right, George. We got to let you run. But this was a good respite away from Kyrie thoughts and whatnot. So
happy
talk
baseball.
To you soon, my friend. Yes.
Okay.
Happy,
see you guys.
Baseball.
See you, George. Love you.
See ya.
There he goes.
Bye.
George Dunham, some afternoon
Bye,
job.
God.